to his name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs 31. When you got to say amen. We're going to start with verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household. And a portion of her maidens, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms, and she perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow. For her household, for all her household clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth it girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Come on, we'll give God some praise. I want to spend a few moments talking about the personality of a mother. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? Let's get rid of the word virtuous, because a lot of people look at that a little different. A lot of people think virtuous means it has something to do with looks and all that stuff. But it really means good. It really means kindness. So, who can find a woman of this price? Because she's priceless. She is a mother. And I want to talk a little bit about that personality. The Hebrew word for mother is E-M. That's two letters. And it means mother. There's also a distant relation in the bloodline, grandmother, stepmother, but they all associated in some fashion and form a mother, because there's a lot of grandmother that are raised in the family. There's a lot of stepmother that have adopted the family and are raised in the family, but they are mothers. And a mother is the bond of the family. She is like a vine in that bloodline. Hallelujah. Y'all can praise him anyhow. She holds that family up and keeps that family together. That doesn't alleviate the duties of the husband or the man in the family. But this is a God-given gift that he has given and planted in mothers since the beginning of time. That's why the scripture said, for her price is far above rubies. You can't find a virtuous woman like this except that she be touched by the personality of the one who was, is, and is to come. The one, the personality of the same yesterday, today, and forever. This mother and all mothers have been touched by that personality. And the key ingredient in that personality is L-O-V-E, love. And it's care, and it's comfort, and it's grieving, and it's in all those things. Glory to God. Come back, God. God, he did all of these things. That's part of his personality. He loved, glory to God. He cares, glory to God. He even grieved. He said, it grieves me, or repent of me to have made man. But the thing that held him together was the L-O-V-E. And the thing that holds the mother together is that love, and that love for her family. And when she extends that love, that's the personality of the Most High God, the living life, glory to God, the eternal God, the eternal person, glory to God, is living on the inside of her and exalting herself in the measure of her teaching and her comfort and her care for her family. Hallelujah. She's a source of comfort. It says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. You see, he can confide in her. Because she is a mother and a wife unto her husband. She comforts him in the time of trouble and in the time of need. That's why God gave man that help. Glory to God. So that there be someone else there that can bring forth some wisdom that perhaps he passed up. Wisdom when he's not there for the children. Wisdom for the household. I'm telling you, mother got a heck of a job. Taking care of the household. Not only do she do all of the washing and the cooking and all that stuff. I don't know about you, but I experienced a little bit of that cooking and I done experienced that washing. And let me tell you something, it is a load. And if you don't have no patience, if you don't have that kind of patience, you can't do that thing. You're just going to blow up. But see, mothers got that special mentality, that special personality of caring and love and comfort. And she can do these things, glory to God. And she won't be weary in what she is doing, but she'll gladly do it and she'll happy do it. And when she do it under those circumstances, the Bible says she is a blessed woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Her husband can trust her. He don't have to wonder. He don't have to take things into consideration that perhaps the mother is handling that he should handle it himself. See, a lot of men don't want the woman to handle anything. They figure they got to handle everything. And when they get in a mess, it takes the mother to get them out, to bring forth that wisdom. But she don't take a hatchet and beat up on him. Talk about the mistakes that she made. But she come with that living personality that comes from God, that L-O-V-E. And she comforts him and lift him up, glory to God, and tell him he can do it. Why? Because God has ordained him to do it. Glory to God. So that he have no need of spoil. No need me. He have no lack in anything. He don't have to go nowhere else to gain anything. He's got it all right there. He don't lack for anything. He don't lack in wisdom. He's not going lacking in faith. And I'm not talking about the measure of it. I'm talking about the application of it. Where you're going to trust and believe. He don't go lacking in those things because there's the wife there to comfort him, the mother of his children. Maybe there are no children, glory to God, but they still have the potential. It's still there because God put it there. And if it's your desire, if it's their desires, then they can raise a family, and that family, glory to God, will be under the anointing and the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because that mother, the scripture said, she's up all night. While they're sleeping, she's up, glory to God, making intercession for her household. She's up providing meat for them. She's praying, glory to God. She's walking up and down in the house, glory to God, lifting up the household unto God while they yet sleep, glory to God. She is yet working, glory to God. That's the personality of God. He never sleeps, nor he slumbers, glory to God. But he's always there, glory to God. And he'll spend time with that mother as she walk up and down that household, praying and laying hands on her children and lifting them up, glory to God, before God. And God will touch those children while they sleep and touch their husband while they sleep. And he will bless them when they wake up, and he'll bless them going out, and he'll bless them coming in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about God that you don't have to have no doubt. A lot of people got doubt in everything. Doubt will block your blessing. And a mother know this. She don't have any doubt. Through all the hell that she go through, children not trusting her. And these are some of the things you can't do. She gets smitten by her children. I don't mean hit with the fist physically. But they deny her wisdom and her knowledge. And they refuse to hear and refuse to listen to that knowledge. But if they listen to it, it will keep them out of trouble that they are about to get into. Because a lot will get, the children will get into trouble if they don't listen to that mother. If they don't listen to her obedience. See, she leads them into obedience and into the path of righteousness. Oh, they don't like what she's telling them, glory to God. But if you heed, like the scripture said, to the word of God, it will lead you and guide you and direct you. And when you get in trouble, it'll deliver you. Why? Because you have confidence in that word. The mother have confidence in that personality, glory to God, that's been touched by the personality of God. Her personality that makes her strong in the midnight hour. Her personality that's been touched by God. Personality, glory to God, that keeps her going on, glory to God, when she's tired. The personality of God is her strength, glory to God. When she's down and weary, that strength comes from God and lift up, and she can keep on keeping on, glory to God, doing her duties and doing her thing in the household, glory to God. Why, God? Because God has blessed her, glory to God. He said, I bless you going out, and I bless you coming in. I bless you in your household, glory to God. I bless you when you walk. I bless you when you lift me up. I bless you when you think on me. I bless you. Why? Because I am the true and living God in your life. Hallelujah. She will do the husband good and not evil. The word evil here means mischief. In other words, she won't do anything that's injurious to the family. It caused them to backslide, or causing them to be angry, or causing them to come against her, or causing any of those things that are going to be injurious in the way of the growth and the admonition that she's bringing them up in, and that's God. She won't do anything like that, glory to God. But she will love the family. She'll love the husband. She'll love the children. She'll love everything about it. Even though they get in trouble, that love is still there, and it remains, glory to God. I don't care if they get some time in the jail. That love doesn't change, glory to God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever, glory to God. It doesn't matter if they've done something wrong and they have passed on, glory to God. That love remains because the family remains, glory to God. That love that went to the grave remains in the family, remains in that bloodline. She is the bond. She is the comfort. She is the lifeline of that family. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. I'm not building up mothers. God said they are blessed. So are the men. They are blessed. But today, talking about the personality of a mother. that does not change. There's no greater personality than this personality. It says, she seeketh wool and flax and worked willingly with her hands. When she does anything, she does it with all her heart, all her soul, all her mind, all her strength for her family. But let me tell you something about that mother. She talked it over with Jesus, glory to God, along the way, and before she proceed, glory to God, she asked God about it all, that knows all, sees all, and hears all. She takes it to him, glory to God. The Bible says, cast all your cares up on me because I care for you, glory to God. That mother cast all the cares of her family up on Jesus, glory to God, upon that personality, glory to God, that can lead and guide and direct, glory to God, and save and lift up, glory to God, and bring them out of the jail cells, glory to God, bring them out of that darkness into his marvelous light so that they can be blessed in the household. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Verse 18. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 16. She considered a field and buy it. With her hand, she plant in the vineyard. She is that she is that vine in the bloodline. And she plants, our God, in the vineyard. I'm talking about the household. That's the vineyard. Oh, God, and she plant that love, and she plant that care. Glory to God, and she plant the need that they have need of. She's always on top of things. Glory to God. When the time come for her to be weary, when the time come for her to have some rest, she go into her secret place, the secret place of the Most High, and she abide there in the shadow of the Almighty, and she lift up her family even in that time. Glory to God. She doesn't spend all the time for her, but she's always lifting up her family. She's always caring for them. She's always thinking about them, where their whereabouts, glory to God, what they are doing, glory to God. She's always thinking about their safety. She's always thinking about their need. This is a virtuous woman, glory to God. This is a virtuous woman, glory to God. This is the one that has the personality of God and is working in her household day in and day out. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. When they get grown, mother's still a mother. She worries about them. My mother is 96. She worries about where I'm at, how I'm doing. And she know I'm in the hands of God. But every time I visit her, she asks me, how you doing? That lets me know that she's still concerned about me. I'm still her child. I'm just a little older than 10 or 12 or 16. But I'm still her child. And she still pray for me. And she still lift me up before God. Because I'm going to be her child all the way to the grave. Glory to God. And all the way to the grave when she go, I'm still going to be her child that she left behind. The treasure, glory to God, that she left behind and planted in me. Glory to God. If I lift up those treasures, if I use this kind of wisdom, glory to God, it's the personality of God. It's that love and that care one to another. Glory to God. Not only did she leave it with me, but she didn't leave it to be shut up. She left it for me to pass it on, glory to God. See, you can be a mother to somebody else that don't have a mother. You can be a father, Kobo-Shaka, to somebody else that don't have one. You can be a help to somebody that needs help. Why? Because that's the personality of God that come from the mother. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. God. I can't even see. She perceived it, verse 18. She perceived it that her merchandise is good. In other words, what is that good? Love, care, not only the clothing and all of this other stuff, but love come first. Because if there's no love there, no need for the clothes, because the clothes can't do what the love can do. But it's the love of that mother that she passes on down through that bloodline. Her candle giveth not out by night. What do you mean by the candle? A lamp. The scripture said that God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. That's what a mother is. She's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. I don't know about you. I got children. Glory to God. And they don't want to hear what you got to say. They don't want to hear what the, especially the mother, because they think they're supposed to hear from a man child all the time. Glory to God. Somebody can knock them down. That's just what the man might do. Glory to God. But the mother, glory to God, she has a different opinion about it. She has that love of God in her, and she will pray for them. She will sit down and talk to them. But the children, glory to God, will strike her, glory to God, and rob her of this chance, glory to God, and chase her away, saying that they don't want to hear this. I'm grown, mama, and I don't want to listen to this stuff any longer. I know about everything, glory to God, but they don't know, glory to God, what lies ahead. What lies ahead is that love that the mother has planted, so when they reach that, glory to God, they can be saved, they can be delivered, and they can be set free, glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Verse 20, she stretcheth her hand to the poor. She stretches her hand to the poor. It doesn't mean poor. I need some money or some clothes or some food. She does that also. But she stretches her hand to the one that is in need of that comfort. See, that's the greatest need. If you're not comforted, they don't sense you eating, glory to God. It just might not digest right. But you need that love. That love surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. That love, glory to God, that brings stuff out. And let me tell you something about the mother. She doesn't quit giving out that love. They may don't want to be around her when she's giving it out, glory to God, but she keep on giving it out because she know this is the greater power, glory to God, the power that can turn them around one day. It might not be today, glory to God, that she's talking to them, glory to God, but the seed is planted, glory to God. And when you plant the seed, the Bible says, whatsoever a man or woman sow it, glory to God, they shall also reap, glory to God. She plant that seed of love, it's going to come up one day, glory to God, and it's going to be great and mighty. Why? Because she obeyed God and she exalted him and lifted him up, and she lifted her family up, glory to God. So shall her family be saved in this land, glory to God. They are not dying and going to hell, glory to God. God, she done planted that seed, and that seed got to come up, glory to God. That's what I like about God. If you put it there, it's got to come up, glory to God. If you plant love, his love is going to come up, and the love conquers the multitudes of sin. That love is going to come up. It's going to save. It's going to deliver. It's going to set free. Why? Because that mother saw fit to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. She is not afraid. Verse 21. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. That means they have more than enough. What did it say in the beginning? The husband don't have to look for any gain because they got more than enough. The children got more than enough. Mothers will go lacking so that the children can be all right. Mothers will go lacking so that the family can be in order. That's including the husband. She'll go lacking. Glory to God. So everything can run smoothly. It doesn't run smoothly all the time, but all the time she's running smooth in the love of God. All the time, glory to God. She never slumbers, glory to God, in her ways and in her walk, glory to God. But she's always abiding in love. She's always teaching that love, glory to God. And then y'all, I know a lot of y'all saying that there are a lot of mothers that don't love, glory to God. They wasn't taught that love. They wasn't brought up in the admonition of that love. That vine that was in their blood that was not love, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that you are the one that can provide for them, glory to God, that had no mother, glory to God, to see by them. The Bible said that you can give forth and cast forth that love, glory to God, and that love will draw them out and bring them into the house of God. Come on and give him some praise. She is not afraid. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates. If your wife has the love of God in her, that mother, she will be talked about all over town. And wherever her husband go, he going to talk about her. Because he can't refuse that love. Because that's the good thing about that mother. He'll lift her up and praise her for standing in the gap when he perhaps wasn't able to stand in the gap. He'll be among others, glory to God, that have the desire to have what he got. But that love that she and that comfort that she planted in him, he started giving it out to those that have that desire. And sooner or later, glory to God, they'll have that same kind of love. And they can display that same kind of love in their household, glory to God. And God will walk in and God will rearrange that household with his love and with his comfort and with his strength, glory to God, so that he can be glorified the more in this land. Come on and give God some praise. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. I like that, glory to God. She shall rejoice in time to come. I remember what you said to me, Sister Metcalf. You said 10 years ago your son was right here, but you're still rejoicing, hallelujah, in times to come. Ah, you can say to your soul, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Why? Because you was obedient unto God. Look what God has done. He raised up a son, glory to God. Raised up a daughter, glory to God, in his name and in his personality. And that personality, that vine in that bloodline is still going on, glory to God. It's still saving. It's still bringing out. It's still lifting up. It's still blessing. It's still healing, is still delivering, and God is exalted in this earth and he's glorified. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. I'm getting ready to close. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Her tongue is the law of kindness. Mothers get beat up so badly sometimes. I'm talking about if they got children or what have you, they get beat up so bad. I know I'm a child. I'm a son. My mother's yet living. My father's passed on. When he passed, he was 93. I always looked to my father for a lot of things, but there were certain things I had to look to my mother for. Hallelujah. Because it was implanted unto her by God. But she was the one that kept the household together. And when it's together, it harmonized just right. It may be trouble there, but the harmony is still there. It may be some disturbance, but the harmony is still there. Why? Because it's the love of God that surpasses all understanding that keeps this household in order. Glory to God. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. This mother, glory to God, she ain't sitting around looking that the virtuous woman like we thought she was talking about. She ain't sitting around trying to be pretty all the time, putting on makeup and go around the house, cleaning the house in high-heeled shoes and all that stuff. Glory to God. No, she's got on her apron, ready to cook. Glory to God. She's backing him. Glory to God. And while she's doing all these things, she's lifting up her household in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praising him. Glory to Jesus in her household. Glory to God. As she does, God bless this. She do this, God bless this. Glory to God. Glory to God. She got what she has need of, but she asked God to bless it even more and to keep her children in their ways when they are out and about. Hallelujah. This is a virtuous woman. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praised her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Mother's known in the neighborhood. The other neighborhood kids always come and talk to the mother. They always come because they know they can get some comfort, glory to God, that they might not be able to get at home, or they might not be getting into school, but they know this one woman, this virtuous woman, glory to God, this woman that has this personality, they said she's so kind and she's so lovable, glory to God, we can't smite her, we can't stay away from her, but glory to God, because this love is so strong, it draweth them, glory to God, and when it draw them, glory to God, they sit down in awe and they listen to the wisdom and the wise saying of that mother, and they feel that love and they feel that strength, glory to God, that love that give them strength, that love that can give them wisdom, glory to God, even when they are young, glory to God, whatever that mother speak, glory to God, they can understand why, because it comes from the personality of God, it comes direct from God, and God directed through that mother and that mother through those children, hallelujah. So therefore she is praised by what she's doing. She's lifted up and blessed, glory to God. She is holy. She is righteous, glory to God. She's virtuous in all her ways, glory to God. She is above all. She excels above all. Why? Because God has blessed her and blessed her and blessed her. Hallelujah. Everybody stand.